Saturday, the 5th of June, 1731. In my trouble I called
upon the Lord and complained.
On the wall to the right of the model and near the bucket, you can touch a section of burnt beam from the Great Fire, probably one of hundreds. It's about 9 inches wide and 4.5 inches deep and was probably a supporting beam or post. There is also a piece of very heavy roofing lead on the floor. People are out at first light to see what is left of their homes and businesses. The diorama has stark, roofless houses along its streets, where burnt timber and rubble lie in the road. 90% of Blandford's buildings are burnt, shops, public buildings, and homes. Our map nearby has these buildings marked in black. The old house is untouched, and much of East Street is unharmed, as these houses are brick with tiled roofs. But every room is filled with neighbours' possessions and makeshift beds, just like every unburnt shed, stable, or cellar around the town. Homeless people pass each other on their way to stay with relatives in Pimpern, Blandford St Mary and Dweston. They inquire about neighbours, their children, elderly parents and smallpox patients, and the news is mixed. All lost children are back with their parents and only one smallpox sufferer died. But 9 more people are dead and 2 are still missing. Local men and soldiers are putting up tents for the homeless on the bowling green at the top of Salisbury Street, and others are building wooden barracks in the adjacent field on Damery Lane. Blandford's vicar, Malachi Blake, ends his account of the fire in these words. In other calamities, the description commonly exceeds the truth, but ours was such that it surpassed all the representations that have ever been made of it. The Earthquake Anthem was written by Dorset composer William Knapp in 1738 and was dedicated to the people of Blandford to commemorate the Great Fire. It was based on Psalm 18, and this is its only known performance, sung by the Vermont Choir, Northern Harmony. Their recordings are available on the internet.